Is it cheating if you're flirting online on like an app, you know, maybe Bumble or Tinder or one of those? If you're flirting online with a stranger who you plan to never meet and never hook up with, is that still cheating if you're in a relationship?
If you have Bumble or one of those apps on your phone, it's cheating.
Why?
Why would you have Bumble on your phone?
Because you are bored because it's COVID and you're home all day with the same person and you just want a little zhuzh. Like you just want somebody to pay attention to you.
Yeah, then
you
know, like, get out of my life.
No, but okay. I'll tell you why that's not fair. Because I would go to the gym and I'd wear cute little outfits. And there's definitely guys at my gym that would flirt with me. Nobody that I would ever go home with. Nobody I ever gave my number to. There was one guy in particular. We didn't even exchange names. I don't even know his name. He's just gym guy. And every time I'd go to the gym, he would check me out. I would check him out. He'd come over and like say something flirty. But that was it. That it never went further than that. There was no other conversation. And that's what this is. This is people downloading, I don't know, Hinge or Bumble or whatever app you like to find somebody just to flirt with so you feel like someone's paying attention to you, but you're never going to meet up with them.
No, you have Bumble on your phone and we're dating. That's the last time you're going to hear from me because I'm gone.
You wouldn't know. That was the whole thing. I'm not going to tell you, hey, guess what? I have Bumble and I have like 10 guys telling me I'm hot.
But if I look over your shoulder and I see you on Bumble and we're dating, that's it.
Nobody's that stupid. You're not going to see me on Bumble.
I'm just telling you, if you have it on your phone, that's it. Yeah, we're done.
You're not answering my question. Is it cheating?
Yes, 100%.
To flirt?
To flirt is that means you're not happy. If you were happy in a relationship, there would be no reason for you to flirt with anybody.
How is that different than flirting with somebody on Facebook or Instagram?
It's not. It's the same thing. Same thing. But Bumble is it's a hookup app.
Oh, yeah, like Facebook isn't. Like no one's ever hooked up on Facebook.
Okay, so if you're talking to somebody on Facebook, you're cheating too. So you don't need to be with me.
But what if it's somebody in like England that I'm never going to meet?
Don't matter.
That's cheating.
There's airplanes. Yeah, there's airplanes. You can come over. It's going to happen. There's nothing good is going to come of that ever.
Don't you think that people who are in lockdown right now with their significant others, you know, love them and all that, but they just want a little attention. You know, maybe they're not getting it at home and they just want like a little reassurance that they're still hot or that somebody will be attracted to them or I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. I got to tell you, as long as you're not going to meet the person and there's no intention there, what do I care if some girl on Hinge tells my boyfriend that he's hot? Like,
no, he shouldn't have Hinge on his phone to begin with. You should be happy enough to where you're not.
You know, there are a lot of people out there, actually. 17% of these dating apps, it was a new survey found, 17% of people on the dating apps go on there specifically for that. They have no intention of meeting anybody. Mm-hmm. They're in a relationship. They just want a little flirty conversation with a stranger.
And that's fine. You just don't have to date me.
Okay, so it's not okay with you.
I don't let anybody drive my car.
Got it.
So,
right.
You know, I don't even let people put their feet up in my car.
That's true. As a professional passenger, I can say that's 100% true.
And that's my car. Right. I love my car, but not that much. But I love my car so much, I'm not on VW.com looking at other cars because I do love my car and I'm happy with it.
Yeah, but okay, that's a good analogy. So what about once in a while you want to ride a bicycle or you want to ride a motorcycle or someone takes you horseback riding?
That's fine, like as long as you're not driving my car.
No, but you're not in another car. You know what I mean? Your car's still your car. You just went for a bike ride one day.
Nobody drives my car. I'm sorry. I feel that way about something I kind of love.
Right.
So that should tell you right there. If I'm dating you and you let some guy drive my car, that's it. And that's not even, you know, really cheating on me. He just needed a ride. So he wanted to drive and I let him drive. Well, that's it. You're gone. Bye. See ya. I'll get somebody that doesn't do that.
So what if the woman you're with just goes on a little moped ride one afternoon, just a little moped, you know, maybe Vespa, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of it, it's so exhilarating that she comes home and she wants to drive your car.
As long as she rode the Vespa by herself. And she can drive my car by herself all she wants. I don't really care if you drive my car every day. 3 or 4 times, I don't care. As long as somebody else doesn't drive my car, I'm sorry. We're moving on.